This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, here we go. We'll find out in just a second. But joining us again from wherever he's at today is writer, activist, instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm in Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Arrived yesterday on flight 310 to Yuma, and we had an emergency landing, so it was kind of an interesting experience. Nobody was hurt, turned out, but all the emergency equipment was on hand, and we landed in the middle of the Marine Corps Air Station long and wide runway instead of the normal commercial runway.
What was wrong with your plane, Dean?
Well, it turned out we were coming in, and I noticed that we were on a somewhat different path than usual, which made me wonder what was going on. And about then, we got a report over the intercom, the pilot saying that we had blown a tire on the front landing gear on takeoff. And they flew around for a while, and then they found out that got another announcement. They did a low and slow over the airfield and announced, no, it wasn't the front tire, it was one of the main gear tires. So everybody was a little concerned, and we even were told by the pilot as we came in, we were instructed to move into brace positions before we landed. They weren't quite sure what was going to happen, and we did. Everybody walked away from it, so it was a good landing.
That's what they say. If you can walk away from it, it's a good landing.
Yuma made an emergency landing.
Yeah. Sounds like that could be a movie.
Yeah, it does.
So you've come back, and I mean, like today, you probably haven't had a chance to react, but today has been sort of interesting in the NRA, isn't it?
Well, you're going to have to fill me in a little bit. What happened at the NRA today?
Well, they made, now, everybody in my circle, and probably with your people too, we've all just sort of presumed NRA TV was done. And today they absolutely confirmed NRA TV is done.
Yes, I did see that the NRA TV was stopped, closed, or whatever. And that's not good because it was a pretty effective tool, I believe. Now, I expect something like it will be started up again. But I'm thinking if those personalities like Colin Nuer and others that were really effective spokespersons for the NRA, who won't have a platform for a while.
Well, I mean, Colleon Noir has a gigantic YouTube channel, and he has a bigger reach with his YouTube channel than he did. The problem with NRA TV was...
There. You're in the know on this.
Yeah. The NRA TV didn't have distribution. That was their problem. You got to have distribution. If you don't have distribution, you have like the way with your writing, right? When you write something and it goes up on AmoLand, then they put it in the email blast and it goes out there. And then it gets reprinted in various places and all kinds of other things. So you have distribution. NRA TV didn't have distribution. That was their problem.
How is it that YouTube hasn't taken down Colin yet?
Well, like I had some videos the other week. I put some videos up on YouTube. And like if you use the word suppressor, in your video, they're going to demonetize it. If you use the word if you use the word CZ Scorpion in your video, they're going to demonetize it. If you do a video about putting an AR-15 together, even though you don't show actual AR-15 parts coming together, where they go together, because I tried really hard to not show that, they're going to demonetize it. So they're not really, it's not just gun channels that they're going after. They're going after everybody in YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It really is. I had noticed, because I wrote an article recently about some 3D printed guns, because a young fellow in England was the first arrested for a possession, excuse me, of a 3D printed gun. And I looked for videos, because I know there had been YouTube videos of people firing these models of 3D printed gun. I found one, couldn't find the other. I presumed they were just censored, just taken down.
Sure. Dana Lash, she'll land on her feet because she has a syndicated radio show. The only one that I feel really bad for is Cam Edwards, because he doesn't have nothing. He has nothing from Cam and Company. The rest of the people that are on there, who I don't know who they are, I don't know what they'll have left either. I would expect, you know, I've talked to somebody in leadership that I can't mention today.
Right.
And while there may be something like that that comes along out of NRA itself at a later date, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is part of this whole dust-up inside the NRA. And, you know, I've got mixed feelings about it, because I believe that there are some issues that needed to be addressed. But I hate to see the NRA degraded as a positive force. So it's kind of a mixed bag there. The other thing is that our enemies are just laughing and just overjoyed at the problems within the NRA. I did write an article to say basically I don't have inside information about the NRA, and I'm really not sure how much of which side of this story to believe. But I think there's a reasonable chance to believe that Chris Cox may be an innocent bystander in this and is just caught up in the power play. But
well, he resigned today, too. You know that, right?
He resigned? No, I hadn't heard he'd resigned.
He resigned today. He's gone past suspension to resignation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he's been, like, second from the top for years.
24, I guess, I think.
Well, he was been in the business for 24. I don't know if he's been head of the ILA for all 24.
Right.
I'm just not positive about that. And in my opinion, it's just my opinion, he has been a very effective leader. And there are people that disagree with me, and I am not someone who just never disagrees with the NRA. But I think they have become a very effective organization promoting the Second Amendment. Now, 30 years ago, there was a question about what was going on and what direction they were going to go in, but they've been forced by organizations like Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and others, and all the state organizations that are very good. They've been pushed and forced into being very effective Second Amendment advocates. And I think they have been. I think that it was the NRA that stood up and stopped the whole assault weapons ban that Obama pushed after Sandy Hook.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. He's back in the good old USA. Dean Weingarten is back in Yuma, Arizona, after a movie story landing. I'm glad everything went well with that. You can find his work at AmmoLand, nearly 3,000 articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I saw an article the other day, and I don't remember who wrote it, but I found it interesting because I kind of think they've been reading your stuff and they've decided to steal your thunder. The question was, what's better for bear defense, revolver or 10 millimeter?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And I tended to agree. I would have thought they would have given a link to one of my articles anyway, you know. It would have just helped their article if they'd have given a link. But, I think it's kind of the old 45, 9mm revolver versus semi-auto. You know, people have personal opinions about these things, and I say whatever your personal opinion is, go for it. But I don't think there's any doubt that having a reasonably powerful pistol with you is a lot better than not having it if you're going to be attacked by a bear.
Well, let me ask you a question. With shooting a bear with a handgun, wouldn't it be more comfortable for you? I mean, you carry Glocks, so wouldn't it be more comfortable for you to carry a Glock 20 and you got 15 rounds of 10 millimeter on tap, and that's just what's in the gun? You probably got a spare of that one. And if you have to face a bear, well, you're going to be able to shoot at it. If you have the weapon out, if you can get the weapon out and get a shot off at him, you're going to be able to shoot him a bunch of times with a little more controllability. I would think hits count when a bear is charging you, don't they?
Well, I think they do. And it is a matter of comfort. And because I carry a Glock a lot, I think a 10mm is a fine pistol. It's just that the grip on a standard 10 is just a tad bigger than I'd like.
Yeah.
So maybe I would want to get that grip reduced a little bit. And I do also shoot revolvers, and I have shot revolvers quite a bit, so I'm pretty comfortable with them. So it wouldn't matter to me too much. I tend to think that revolvers may be a little bit more reliable in very cold weather than
okay.
semi-autos. But other than that, I like both of them, and I wouldn't have a trouble with carrying either one. And I think a 10mm, a 357, a 44 mag, even 9mm and 45s have proven to be quite adequate when you're shooting bears at very close range to save your life. But I would like a 10 or a 357 or more power if it's my choice. And the 44 mag has performed magnificently as a bear defense gun. So I'm not going to tell somebody that they shouldn't use a 44 mag, but I think a 10mm is a perfectly good gun. And one nice thing about it, it's relatively light compared to 44 magnums.
Yeah.
Even with 15 rounds loaded.
I've never owned a 44 magnum. I've owned 357 magnums. I just think that I would be happier going into the woods. And that's getting closer and closer. I keep getting asked, Billy, do you hunt? So, I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to build a grizzly gun, as I call it, for the pistol and get like one of those chest holster rigs to go with it that they make out of Kenai or some
of
these companies.
Those are excellent rigs, everything I read about them. And they keep the gun very handy and available. They look like they're really good rigs.
And then take my gun sight scout rifle with me as my long gun.
Sure. I think the scout works for just about everything. It's a good gun. I'm not a person who thinks you have to have a .338 Magnum to hunt grizzly. Jack O'Connor, who is a superb hunter and killed several grizzlies, he thought a .30-06 was plenty enough gun for grizzlies. Having a good bullet and being able to put the bullet where you want it and knowing where it should go is probably a lot more important than having a little bit more power than a .30-06. So
yeah.
I think if people would put all this time and energy they put into debating whether you should have a 10mm or a 44 mag and use it to study bear anatomy and figure out where they should be aiming from different angles, I think they'd use that time a little better if they're worried about bear protection. or when you a little bit of bear psychology and what people say about bears and how they react to different circumstances.
So, you know, I've never asked you this, but do you hunt?
Yes, I do, but I haven't hunted as much lately as I used to. It just, I am so happy and passionate about writing that it's hard to pull away from time from writing. And
yeah.
I was spoiled. I was absolutely spoiled as a young man because where I grew up, wanted to go hunting, I grabbed a rifle and stepped out the door and I was hunting. And so when you have to put a lot of effort into putting together a trip and getting licenses and hiring a guide and all of that, it just seems a little alien to me because I'm used to being able to grab a rifle and step out the door and hunt.
Hmm.
So that spoiled me a bit. I'm not saying anything against people who put all the effort in. More power to them. We need more of them. But it just, you know, it's harder for me to justify doing that. Just because I was used to doing, having it so easy and so easy to accomplish and beneficial and generally had a great time growing up in a pretty wild part of the country. So that was, you know, one of the benefits of growing up where I grew up.
We got about a minute left in this segment. So if I were to carry the scout out there, how many spare magazines should I take with me?
I'd carry one spare if I were you.
One spare, that's all I need?
That's all. On most game, you rarely get more than a couple shots.
Right.
Usually one is enough. So your scout magazine will be enough for more than enough in most instances, and having a spare is probably more of a guarantee of having a magazine in case you lose one.
Yeah.
So I'd have one magazine and a spare. That's what I'd carry.
All right. Coming up on the next break, of course, Dean writes a lot, and we're going to talk about one of his. You wrote. I want to talk about this article you wrote about the geologist who was out there.
Oh, that's a great article.
I want to talk about this guy because he's actually done the deed many times, and that along with nearly 3,000 other articles are at amaland.com waiting for you right now. Go check them out. And in the meantime, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the immigration crisis at the southern border is made worse by existing laws.
Have them because the law incentivizes criminals to bring children up and use those criminals to get people into our country.
He said he thought Congress would approve humanitarian aid.
And I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says detained immigrant kids have turned into pawns.
These children did not commit a crime. These children pose no threat to people here in the United States of America, and yet they are locked up for weeks, for months.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. She didn't show up to a hearing for violating the Hatch Act 10 different times. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I saw something the other day that has led us to this, because Dean has written another article that is much more in-depth than the one I quoted earlier. But you took a look at a geologist who got special permission from the Canadian government. Was that hard to get back then? I mean, was that easy to get?
I would think in 1955, it probably wasn't that hard. And I'd say that because he's probably kept it up over all the intervening years, getting it renewed is probably not nearly as hard as getting a new one. That would be my take on it.
Okay. So this gentleman's name, let me see.
Alexander Burton.
There you go. Alexander Burton. He was a registered professional geologist and professional engineer. He'd been active in the field since obtaining his degree in geology in 1954. He worked professionally in Australia, numerous African countries, Canada, several Central and South American countries, China, Vietnam, Myanmar, Russia, and the United States. And he spent a lot of time in remote locations in British Columbia and the Yukon. I'll let you take it from there. Tell us about this guy.
Yes. Well, what happened is that in one of the articles where I was writing about bear attacks, Alexander made a comment, Alex, first to be called, made a comment on one of the articles saying that he had personal experience with several bear attacks and that he used a pistol to defend himself. So with a little internet magic and my professional colleagues at Ammoland, I was able to obtain his email address and contact him and ask him if he would be willing to be interviewed. And I was in Australia while this was going on, so it was kind of interesting to get the everything together. But I was able to interview him from Australia, and I talked to him a couple times, about 3 hours altogether. And he's just a fascinating individual who has done amazing things throughout his life. And over the course of his long, long career as a professional geologist and engineer, he had to use revolvers about, well, conclusively we'd say six times that they were used to defend human life. And there were a number of other times where he used them in circumstances where he just, the bear was closer than he'd like, and it wasn't acting like it was going to go away as much as he'd wanted, and he used the revolver to encourage it, you know, not actually shoot the bear, but shoot near it, and, you know, it wasn't close enough that he would say that that was a clear-cut case of self-defense. That happened a number of times, and one of those, in with that, in those instances, he said there was one bear that he had to shoot because it just kept getting closer, but he couldn't remember a date and time for it and the exact circumstances. So I did not include that as a definite documented case of defense against a bear with a pistol. But there were five cases that actually were pretty clear defenses with a pistol. And he had to kill three of the bears in those five cases. Two were coming at him from pretty close quarters, and he shot in front of them, and they turned around and left. And I consider those to be valid self-defense cases. I mean, if you had a, if somebody with bear spray had a bear coming at them and they sprayed bear spray at them and the bear stopped, turned around and left, we would consider that valid, I think.
Yeah.
So I think they're perfectly valid cases. And only one of the five was a grizzly bear, and that was one that he shot in front of and it turned around and left. And the other four were all black bears. Two, the first black bear they had to shoot was one that had been acclimated to humans. And that was early, about 1956, 57, at a camp, let's see, I think it was a Naranco mining camp, and they had a bunch of students there that were out early in the summer, and at, near the end of the summer, the students had left. And the people who managed the camp had been told not to establish a garbage dump close to the camp, but they'd ignored that, and they'd established a garbage dump, and bears had been attracted and gotten used to humans. And then when the students left, they weren't getting as much garbage as they were used to. And so they were hungry, and one of the bears ended up chasing the cook. The cook escaped back to camp, but he called up Alex and said, "Hey, I got a problem here." So Alex came out with his .357 Colt, locked in a box, ammo in a separate box, in the car. And then as he got out, was getting out of the car, the cook decided, for whatever reason, to go back down toward the dump. I guess he had something to do. And he comes back as Alex is loading his .357 Colt, got it out of the lock box, got the ammo out of the other box, and was loading it with the black bear chasing him. And Alex shot the bear about 100 feet away from him. And the bear ran into the woods and died. And then there were instances where, like I said, he was on a trail. There were two that were very close together, about 1977, 78. And in the early 70s, he bought a Model 29 Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum. And that's what he started carrying. It had a trigger job, and he said it shot wonderfully. And so he was carrying that in a remote part of the, I think the, I know I'm going to get this pronunciation wrong, Kootenays, I believe, in British Columbia. In British Columbia, it's a mountain range.
Right.
And there's a lake of the same name. And then he was just north of that lake near the divide, he said, on a trail, when this grizzly bear rounded a turn. And here's grizzly bear about 25 feet from him. And the bear you know, was a little startled, stood up and roared, and then it dropped down to the ground, started coming toward him, and he shot in front of it, and the bear turned around and just started walking away. Like, well, that really doesn't bother me, but, you know, I'm going to show you I'm not afraid. I'm not going to run, you know. Anyway, so he let the bear walk away for several minutes. And then that was the direction he had to go, so then he kept on going. Well, after, 15 minutes or so, I mean, it wasn't like he was timing it with a stopwatch. He hears a bunch of crashing in the brush above him, up the mountainside. This is on a mountainside, a mountain trail. And he thinks, oh, man, I sure hope I was too soon. I should have given that bear more time to get ahead of me. But it wasn't a grizzly. It was a black bear sow with cubs. And he saw that the bear was running toward him on the trail. There was a bank over the trail. And it, like, ran between him and the cubs, and then it started coming back toward him, and he fired in the ground in front of it, and that was enough to dissuade it. It turned around and ran off with the cubs.
Let me get you to hold right there with the cubs. We can continue this on the other side. I'm very entertained by this. I'm enjoying this story quite a bit. Dean's work, the archive containing all of these really good stories of firsthand self-defense, you can find this at Amoland, nearly 3,000 articles. He's going to let me know as soon as he goes over that, so I can say nearly 3,100 articles. That's coming soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. He is fresh back safely in Yuma, Arizona. We'll have to talk about the good geologist another time. I want to hear about the New Zealand gun ban. Apparently they have pulled back and regrouped, and they're like, ah, we've made a few mistakes. Let's come at this this way.
Yeah, it's not quite as good as that. But they did. Their first proposals basically banned just about everything, and that probably wasn't going to fly in New Zealand. I mean, they banned 22 semi-autos. Now, that's what they did in Australia, and they got away with it. But New Zealand has a much higher percentage of people that are hunters and shooters than Australia does, and that never made any sense. I talked to a person in Australia, who seemed quite knowledgeable about the political situation there, and he said that he believed that when they put forward the ban in Australia and included 22 semi-automatics and pump shotguns, that he thought those were just throwaways that they were willing to negotiate away as they got rid of centerfire semi-automatics. But the media was so supportive and so effective in ginning up emotional support for the ban that nobody ever suggested that they take them out. Now, it's different in New Zealand. And so the police actually made some suggestions to make the ban somewhat less draconian than it was. But now we have a new gun control group made up of academics and the people in the media who are pushing gun control. And they've formed a group because they don't believe that it went far enough. New Zealand and Canada both had long gun registration systems, and they both found that they were expensive, ineffective, and generally useless. So they did away with them. But now this newfound group this new gun control group in New Zealand says they have to have registration of everything, and they want to make it like Australia, where you have to renew every so often, and if you don't renew, well, then your guns get taken away. So they're trying to go to a default situation where you only have guns by government permission, and it's expected that you don't have them forever, but only as long as you keep getting government permission. So it's an interesting fight there in New Zealand. And I noticed one other thing about the confiscation that's going to happen. They've allocated, and New Zealand is not a big country. There's less than 5 million people in New Zealand, and only about 3.6 million of those are adults. And they're allocating, to start with, $198 million for confiscation of these semi-automatics that they're trying to ban. And they did not ban pistols, by the way. The pistols were already fairly tightly controlled. In the U.S., that'd be like $31 billion. And, of course, in the U.S., it'd be much more because we have many more of those types of guns per person than they do in New Zealand. But that's a huge amount for New Zealand. It just shows that these people are, they're just irrationally hate guns with a passion. It makes no sense to spend a fifth of $1 billion in New Zealand confiscating guns that are almost never used in crime. But that's what they're going to do.
Well,
so that's what's happening in New Zealand. Now, another view that I heard from New Zealand, and I think I believe this person, I believe that they knew what they were talking about. They said that this was the third attempt to try to ban semi-automatics, and that it had been the Australian politicians and government that were pressuring the New Zealand government to ban the semi-automatics. And this, it was just that this attempt had this one-time political terrorist incident where they murdered close to 50 people, and that's what put it over the top. But that they had been pushing this for several years already.
Hmm. Well, now that $191 million they're using for the buyback,
$198 million.
Will that actually cover it?
Well, that's a good question. People in New Zealand are saying that they don't think it will, that they may have to come up with more money. And the New Zealand government says, well, if we have to, we'll come up with more money. And there are actually New Zealanders that are saying, we're not going to turn in our guns. And the organized groups in New Zealand are saying, don't turn in your gun until we figure out what they're actually going to pay. And it sounds like the amount they're going to pay is low. When they did the confiscation, so-called buyback in Australia, I mean, you can't buy back guns you never owned.
Right.
So it's just an Orwellian propaganda term to call it a buyback. But when they did that in Australia, they paid premium prices. A lot of people were happy to turn in the guns because they got more money than they thought the guns were worth. And then they went out and bought something that was, you know, legal, like a lever action or a bolt action instead of a semi-auto. So this is an interesting dynamic going on in New Zealand. And hopefully as the emotions fade and a little more logic might get injected into it, the ban in New Zealand will not be so rigid and extreme as what happened in Australia.
I guess time will tell. It has anybody brought up whether or not this ban would have stopped this particular individual?
That's a really good question. And I think what we're seeing is a variation of what, and we should, probably should call them hoplophobes, you know, people with an irrational fear of guns.
Yeah.
The way they think or the way they operate. And if you analyze the thought process of hoplophobes, it's basically if there weren't any guns, we wouldn't have anybody killed with guns, so it's all good. And so if you look at the New Zealand ban, it's kind of like that. Well, this guy used military look-alike semi-automatic rifles. And
right.
He used a shotgun and anyway as well. But they're just saying, well, if we just do away with military semi-automatic rifles, if we ban them, they're not actually doing away with them, they're just banning them politically, well, then it won't happen. But of course, that's pretty silly because there's lots of ways you can get them other than on the legal market.
Sure.
And some people are questioning whether the shooter in this case got them legally. I don't know. I wasn't there. Some people initially thought that they might have been semi-handmade or assembled, and I don't know anything. I have no information about that other than that was a rumor at first. So I think it's an open question as to whether the law would actually have any positive effect in stopping this type of situation. And nobody in both Australia, well, that's not quite true. Let's say no one in the official media in either Australia or New Zealand is even considering the possibility that it might not have happened if they hadn't had radical Islamic mosques where people had gone from those mosques over to ISIS and committed acts of terror.
I'm about to run out of time here, Dean. So will you be back on Friday? Well, you're home, so I hope
so. I'm
okay.
Planning to make it, but I'll probably be in Dallas when it happens.
Well, that's much closer than Australia. You can catch his stuff. Thanks for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.